If Donald Trump doesn't have the presidential nomination in the bag by July, the Republican National Convention could be the most exciting in decades. 28 Alaskans get to participate, and this week, Alaska Republicans will choose who gets to go. APRN's Liz Ruskin looks at what's ahead for the state convention in Fairbanks, which runs tomorrow through Saturday, and beyond that, at the big show in Cleveland.
Republicans don't want any trouble from the fire marshal when they gather at the Westmark Fairbanks Hotel. State Party Communications Director Suzanne Downing says they already have 400 people registered and paid, so they're nearly at room capacity already. And Downing says people are excited.
That's the thing that I'm getting from most people that are going to the state convention. They feel like they're part of history. They feel like they're part of creating America.
The convention will pick a new state party chair and decide the party platform. But the big buzz now is about which Alaskans will be delegates to Cleveland in July. The Fairbanks convention will choose 12 delegates for Ted Cruz, 11 for Trump, and 5 for Marco Rubio. Rubio suspended his campaign but asked to retain the 5 delegates he won in Alaska on Super Tuesday. Downing says more than 150 Alaskans have applied to fill those spots at the national convention, and they're lobbying hard. At the same time, the presidential campaigns are scrambling to vet the potential delegates. Or Downing says the Cruz campaign is.
Oh, yeah. The Cruz campaign has been very active, and they've been scouring the delegate sheets for the people who want to represent Cruz at national convention. And then the national Cruz campaign has been calling each of those delegates and interviewing them and seeing what their true interest is in him as a candidate, because they really want to find people who are true blue Cruz supporters.
The Trump campaign, not so much, Downing says.
We haven't actually had very much contact from the Trump campaign. We haven't seen them in the office.
But Anchorage Trump campaign volunteer David Morgan says Trump is active in Alaska. Morgan says he's helping party stalwart Jim Crawford and former state senator Jerry Ward as they mull who'd make the best Trump delegates.
In real truth, the the statewide Trump people have been doing a lot of stuff through social media, going talking to people, but not just in the last 2 weeks have we actually been getting active in a more traditional sense on the ground.
All Alaska delegates in Cleveland will be bound to their candidate for at least 2 rounds of balloting before they become free agents. That's per Republican Party rules adopted a few elections ago, when Randy Riedrich was party chairman.
At the end of the second round, the lowest vote getter would be released. And at the end of the third round, the next lowest. So for all Alaska delegates to be released, it might take 5 rounds of voting.
Riedrich says he helped write the delegate binding rules to encourage more Alaska Republicans to the polls on Super Tuesday. And he says they work by giving voters a direct tie to the national nomination process. But as bound delegates, the Alaskans are unlikely to be showered with attention in Cleveland, the way it's rumored unbound delegates from other states will be treated. Regardless, if you're a political junkie, a national convention is the place to be. Morgan, the Trump supporter, has been to a few conventions, and he says the opportunities to mix and mingle are fantastic.
From former presidents, secretaries of state, major key individuals you see on Fox News or on Morning Joe, they'll be there and they'll be walking around and talking to people.
Morgan has a tip for people vying for a spot. Aim to be one of the 25 alternates. Like the regular delegates, you have to pay your own way to Cleveland. But Morgan says you'll have more fun and more freedom.
And you can socialize and you can go up and look at booths and, you know, buy a stuffed elephant or whatever. It's just kind of cool.
3 of Alaska's delegates to Cleveland are already chosen because they hold party offices. They are Ralph Seekins, Cynthia Henry, and outgoing party chairman Peter Goldberg. That leaves just 25 delegate spots to fill and a lot of people hoping to get one. For APRN, I'm Liz Ruskin.